Scatman's Audio.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fine fellows, none of us playing cellos.
A.k.a. a podcast from two gents about God's wrath on Ted Nugent. Thank you, Charlie Shulman, the monotone master. Love you, buddy. And everybody who sends in a.k.a. Scalabro, just do hashtag a.k.a. Scalabro. Tell us your funniest one and we'll do it.
We'll shout you out.
I hope this podcast is finding you guys well. I hope you guys are, it's giving you that break you need in the day. A chance to laugh because things are still tense is all I'm going to say. We're not at herd immunity. We got to get there. People aren't getting the vaccine when people need to get the vaccine.
And people who you think are financially stable might not be financially stable. Enter our story today.
Here we go. Take that. Rewind it back, Jay. Earth sure's got the voice that makes the booty go smack.
That song.
That time that in Atlanta, that crew. Think about that. Ludacris, Lil Jon, Usher. They were the tip of the spear of a movement of music that then went and got out everywhere. I was watching a documentary about it. It was such a hype moment and such a moment that like that music in that very specific scene went everywhere. And that song, yeah, Usher, that was the biggest song to include everybody. It was just an amazing moment. It would tell you that the man is rich.
She should be filthy rich. No two ways about it.
He should be filthy rich just off that moment, but he had many other great songs too. I mean,
he could do, by the way, that dude could, you in your mind, you're
could
like,
could go anywhere.
He could make it rain at a Waffle House. Just, right? You know.
And women would be up on tables pouring syrup all over themselves.
Over their naked bodies for Usher.
For Usher. For his pleasure, he could make it rain. So and he should have made it rain.
But then when a story like this comes out, like this next one, you immediately are like, is that true?
It can't be true.
Which part of this is wrong? Is the story false or is my perception of Usher false?
And maybe, we don't know. It can't be true. Not Usher.
Not Usher.
No. But he's got the voice that makes the booty go smack. Come on.
Get ready, because this story, it defies logic.
Based on everything we set up above, it defies logic. Here we go. You've heard of Bitcoin.
No, I have not.
You've heard of Bitcoin. Okay. Now get ready for Ushbucks. Ushbucks.
Let's get this straight. This is not Bitcoin.
It's not even Dogecoin.
It's not even Doja Cat.
There you go. It's worth nothing. You can't trade it on the open market. Elon Musk isn't even talking about it, so then you know it's not a big deal, right?
Ushbucks might not be worth the paper that they are printed on.
And they should be called Usherbucks. I'm sorry. Like, get it right. Ushbucks doesn't even sound like a, what does it sound like?
Sounds like to me, like a food item, like the vegetarian version of Hush Puppies
at Red Lobster. Yeah. To me, it sounds like a town in rural Wisconsin where they,
Ushbucks, Wisconsin,
where they make saltwater taffy out of baby skin.
And okay? Then they also make like overalls.
Yep. Ushbucks. Have you gotten your Ushbucks for the work season this year? No.
Ushbucks kabush.
Yep. R&B singer Usher is getting flack on Twitter for allegedly using fake money with his own name and face on it at the strip club. That's counterfeiting.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't think. Well, I can't do that.
Can Usher do that? He might be big enough to
do that. Do real people rules not apply to Usher? That's what makes you ask.
Yeah, but either way, Rand, it is not legal tender.
Yeah.
It's not.
However, the club is telling Page Six that it's all a big misunderstanding. Of course they are, because they want Usher to come in the club, and they want to tell people, hey, guess
but
who came in the
I'm
club?
Say Usher. There is smoke, there is Ushbucks.
There are Ushbucks. There you go. That's it. Dubbed Ushbucks by one wag on social media site, the cash in denominations of $100, $20, and $1. I mean, why get
five? So he's not calling him Ushbucks.
I don't care. Everybody involved has got to get this thing right. Was previously seen on Usher's official social media channel, stuffed in a see-through suitcase on April 3rd.
Yes.
And I'm sure the stripper who just danced her ass
off, trying to put her two kids through school,
is happy to get $100 of Ushbucks printed on laminated cardstock.
Ooh, yay. That's great.
I'm glad I wasted time with you, Usher, instead of fleecing that fat businessman over there. The story began with a woman going by B Love on Instagram, who posted pics of the money to her private account on Monday. How'd she get that money? Huh?
If Usher didn't give it to her.
If Usher didn't give it to her, then how did she get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A friend of hers shared it, tagging both the strip club, Sapphire Las Vegas, and the gossip column, The Shade Room. So he wanted to throw Ushbucks. She wanted to throw some shade.
Usher, come on, man.
You can't spare $20 for this essential worker. She is an essential worker. Can
she
we
really
say
is.
This?
She is.
Look, brah, if you shut up to a strip club, you can't skimp on the tips.
You can't make it drizzle.
Throwing Ush Bucks at a table dance is worse than making it rain, Jay.
Yeah, it's like making it acid rain.
Or ash from a volcano eruption.
Nobody wants that crap on their car. Nobody wants that in
your
face.
No. It's not good. From there, the star's supposed attempt at ushering in his own form of new currency quickly spread across social media, trending on Twitter Monday afternoon. Yikes.
People are not going to call you out on this type of behavior?
This is what social media is all about. It is
calling
about
people out for their misdeeds.
One exotic dancer steps forward in her 6-inch clear plexi stripper slippers. There will be others clacking out on that stage after her. You know this. Mm-hmm. Just holding receipts of Ush Bucks.
I got receipts. Here's another example. I got another story.
However, reached for comment by Page Six via email, Sapphire's director of marketing, George M. Wilson IV.
George M. Wilson, director of marketing
for the Sapphire Strip Club. If you told me George M. Wilson IV was like a Republican candidate in 1976, I'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he fought. He went up against Lyndon Johnson and lost.
George M. Wilson IV could have written all of Game of Thrones.
Yes. Right? I would believe you. I don't know. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
It's so George R.R. Martin. But
George M. Wilson IV, if you told me he was like Ricky Schroeder's best friend and also nemesis on Silver Spoons, I'd be like,
yeah. Wasn't that the guy's name?
I think that was his name.
I think that's the kid's
George
name.
George M. Wilson IV.
Told us Usher was a true gentleman and a great guest
with
the club.
24th pick in the draft, the Atlanta Falcons select George M. Wilson IV, tight end, University of Alabama.
And you could say at the same time, the owner, George M. Wilson IV, totally signed off on that pick.
That's who this guy is. He's not, in your mind, the director of marketing.
He's the son of someone who couldn't get a regular job. And they're like, look, can we give him a job here? Just put him on the payroll and just call him the director.
Let him be director of marketing.
Well, he's going to have to handle it when Usher gives out Ush Bucks. He can handle it. Can he?
Look at what he said about him.
So what he said was, he's a great guest at the club, meaning the club covered what the strippers should have gotten from Usher so that he could come back to the club.
That's it. Like, that's how much they're protecting a celebrity.
And other people would show up and get hustled by the strippers so that the club makes more money, but make sure that the girl who got the Ush Bucks, she still is out the money for the work that she did. He and his crew converted thousands of real dollars to tip the girls dancing on stage. And he left a generous tip for the staff. Converted thousands of real dollars, Jay? What does that mean?
Laundered them?
Converted them to what? To Judaism?
How do you convert money? How do you do that?
Did they try and convert Ush Bucks into real bucks?
Can you stuff a traveler's check into a G-string?
I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. Let's take a break, and then we'll find out how this story ends.
It's not good for Usher, man. You're going to have to...
It's going
to
usher in a new era.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Guys, Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's huge.
Researched and developed for 3 years and made for people, not patients.
That's a big point, too.
Lucy was created. They created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, and they're all really good. Wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor, and each and every flavor actually tastes good.
Yep.
How about that for a change?
That's actually good.
And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. This is a real way for you to transition off the cigarettes, to get a little bit of nicotine so you get the fix that you need, and then at the same time, you're weaning yourself off of the cigarette.
It's such an important thing to do, and I have a good friend of mine who used this very successfully, so I know this type of thing can work, so we want you to try it. And again, you're not smoking in people's faces, you're not giving it to your family. This is a great way, a great step to take.
It's 2021, get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw away your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month, so you don't have to think about it. It's so simple, you don't have to leave your house, because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co.co and use the promo code Sklarbro and get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co. Use the promo code Sklarbro at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived by tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and make sure you use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we mentioned, every time after the break, we got the Live Dumb People Town, Dough People Town, the Dough Boys. We're going to do the fried chicken chicken sandwich challenge, okay? Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You can join us at home and do it with us.
Do it with us at McDonald's. And in the chat, let's do it together. We're going to decide which is, blind taste test, decide which is the best chicken sandwich. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I'm saving up calories now for that. Mm-hmm. It's happening in 10 days, so get your tickets.
Someone said the Wendy's pub burger.
I don't know, but then we'll know which one that is because you know the by the bun, it's different. So that's coming up. Get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com or at danielvankirk.com. The music is Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek is going to do his version of our theme song, hopefully on a mandolin. It's going to be awesome. We love these virtual shows. We want to keep doing them, but we can't keep doing them if people don't show up. So we'd love to see all of you guys to show up at this show. Love seeing you guys there. Get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com. When we left, Usher had been paying strippers, apparently, allegedly, with Ush Bucks, which
should be called Usher Bucks, but it's money with his face printed on it.
Here's what...
That's where
George M. Wilson IV, who's the head of marketing for Sapphire Strip Club, said this is a part of his statement. Apparently, someone in his team left some Usher dollars. He's calling them Usher dollars. I
think it's Usher Bucks is too worse? Short. Usher dollars is too long. It should be Usher Bucks.
Left some Usher dollars on the floor to promote his Las Vegas residency, Wilson continued. That's where it seemed the confusion came in, but real actual cash was used for the tips. We would love to host him again.
Wait, how does leaving Usher Bucks
you mean, are you talking about Usher dollars?
I'm talking about Usher Bucks on the floor. How does that promote his Las Vegas residency?
Because people at strip clubs are always reaching down the floor and picking up.
What is this promoting? Let me see what that... Usher's going to be doing a residency?
There's no way he was promoting
when
that.
When I see an Usher Buck on the floor, my first thought is, Usher's in town doing a residency at Caesar's Palace. Okay.
So apparently this was the only explanation that George M. Wilson IV could come up with. Our strippers, who we usually make scrounge on the floor, on the dirty floor for tips, however, hoovered up these fake bucks and thinking it was going to be a good night.
Only to be disappointed.
That's right. It's their fault for speaking up about this.
It's really their fault for speaking without being spoken to.
So Usher, who is 42, does that sound... Is that too old for him or too young for
him? I think that's
could
about
be
right.
Both. Could be both.
I think it's young. I would have thought he was like our age.
He announced a Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace. You know how they don't pay a lot of money for Las Vegas residencies. So why would he walk into the strip club with actual money to pay the strippers in September? Ironically, his most recent show, post, shows him wearing a bucket hat made out of $1 bills. That's the guy you want to party with. A guy with a bucket hat made out of $1 bills.
Those should be thousands, or they should be Usher Bucks.
Usher Bucks, Jay.
Usher dollars.
That's like saying he showed up with a scepter made out of pennies. He was balling on a budget. He made a pimp cup out of gold leaf. All right. Mm-hmm. The singer has yet to weigh in on the burgeoning scandal publicly. His rep was not available for comment.
That's how you know it's bad. That's how you know he's wrong. Because if he was in the right, the rep would be out there in front of that thing being like,
what are you talking about? This guy always pays money.
This is how we promote
when
a residency.
When the rep can't get reached, that's when you know it's the... That is
the reps can always be reached when they got something to say.
This really happened, right? He probably gives Usher Bucks to his employees as Christmas gifts.
Oh, come on.
They're like dad puns. You know, my kids give me the dad puns. I'm going to give you a hug. You always give me a hug.
I'm going to let you tell me that I can clean my room. I tell you that all the time.
You get to tell me what movies.
I don't need a coupon to do that.
What movie? Yeah, that's what it is.
Give me a cool hat instead.
You can invite... This Usher Bucks would be different. Usher Bucks would be like, you can invite any friend of yours to sit on my lap and hook up with each other while you're doing
an Usher Bucks.
That's right, Usher Bucks. It's real, all right? He definitely threw those at strippers. He definitely threw those at strippers.
Yeah, now
they're
trying to do some damage
control.
When
he didn't need to. He's Usher. You have money.
You don't need to throw dad pawns around.
That's right. Why don't you Usher your ass out the club?
Go to an ATM and then Usher figure it out.
And then do it that way. Because that's the way it should happen.
Period.
You've got the voice that makes the booty go smack. And always remember that. We love you guys. That's the show. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
We got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.